So can you just describe your work with Dr. or Father Just quickly? What was your association with him?
We had several associations. One of them was as a client. In his case, as a political prisoner in Haiti, we represented him. We also worked with him both before and after that arrest as a collaborator. He's a great activist for nonviolent social change and for justice for people in Haiti and immigrants and Haitian visitors in the United States. And we worked with him in both Haiti and in the United States to make both countries more just.
Okay. And, I mean, I understand that he helped, he was a leader in the resistance to the Duvalier dictatorships, many decades ago. So I guess just what is your sense of the impact that he's had on Haiti over the course of his life?
Well, he was one of the top leaders of the resistance to Duvalier. He was also one of the top leaders of the resistance to the 1991 to 1994 military regime, and again was a top leader in the resistance to the 2004 to 2006 dictatorship in Haiti. So every time there's been a dictatorship in Haiti in the last 20 years, he was one of the top people out there. Last 30 years, he was one of the top people out there resisting it. He was also a leader in the United States, where we've got a problem of treating Haitian immigrants discriminatorily. He's been a leader in the United States in making our immigration system less unjust. And so his impact has been wide. I mean, he's not only has he achieved results, including ending all three of those dictatorships, but what's probably more important is how he achieved those results, because he was a steadfast proponent of nonviolent nonviolent tactics, including sit-ins, demonstrations, popular education, those kinds of things. And he was able to very effectively channel the Haitian people's desire for justice into concrete activities.
And can you talk in just a little bit more detail about his activism around the rights of Haitian refugees coming to the United States and Haitian immigrants? What was he...
just hold on one quick second.
That issue?
Yeah, just hold one quick second. There's someone at the door. Hold on.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Ansel.
That's okay. So I was just asking about, kind of in more detail, what was Father Just, what was his activism in terms of refugees coming to the United States and immigrants? What rights was he speaking out about for those folks?
Well, when Haitians started fleeing Haiti in large numbers from political violence in the 1980s, he helped start the Haitian Refugee Center, which was a service center for Haitians, but also was the spearhead of a legal response to U.S. discriminatory treatment of Haitians. The center took cases right up to the U.S. Supreme Court. It challenged the administrations of Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and Bill Clinton, won several very important cases, and also helped probably tens of thousands of Haitians get shelter in the United States.
And can you also talk about your sense of how religion worked? It was a part of his activism. I understand that the church, I think, excommunicated him at one point, but that he's always had a strong attachment to Catholicism. And what part do you think that played in his work?
There's no way of separating his spirituality from his political activities. Every time he's preaching, he was being political. And every time he was being political, he let his spirituality infuse that. He felt that Jesus' lesson was that we should all work for equality and justice for the poor of the world. Political prisoner, one of his primary tactics of resistance inside the prison was getting people together to pray, and he would pray for justice and ask God for justice, and that was a big threat to the government, so much that they had to isolate him because he was organizing in the prison through prayer. But he would always, at Any time that there was a rally with a purely political objective, he would always infuse prayer, and that was, I think, very important to him because it infused a thoughtfulness into the process, and it made sure that people were acting out of a strong spiritual commitment and not just anger. And I think that he felt that it was that adding the spiritual side ensured or made it more likely that people would respond in a very constructive, nonviolent manner rather than just lashing out at an injustice.
Okay. And I think this will be my...
Oh, let me get back to the church. So the church, I mean, Father Jerry challenged unjust structures anywhere he saw them. And he saw them in the Catholic Church. And so he wasn't excommunicated, but he was removed from his priestly duties at some point in Haiti. And I think he might have even received some discipline in Miami as well. He's the type of person that if I were a bishop, I would probably try to get him transferred to my worst enemy's diocese. But if I were a parishioner, and everywhere he's gone, he's always had packed churches. So, he's a great attraction as a parishioner, probably was sometimes a pain in the neck as a subordinate priest.
Okay. And I guess going forward, in terms of Haiti's popular movements and struggle to rise out of poverty and all the problems, what do you think maybe the impact of his death is at this point?
Oh, it's a great loss. There was nobody with his prominence and his ability to articulate the demands as he did. I think that the movement's just going to have to pick up, and new leaders are going to have to emerge to really pick up his mantle and continue it. But it's an absolutely great loss to the movement.
Okay. And just last question, I understand that you know, many have considered him to sort of be the Martin Luther King Jr. maybe of Haiti, given that his outspokenness on so many fronts. You know, is that how you would describe him? Maybe?
Well, he certainly has, there's a lot of similarities in their choice for nonviolence, the fact that both were very charismatic and had huge followings and were hugely influential. And certainly many have made that comparison.
Okay. All right. Well, any further thoughts on his passing?
Not that I can think of right now. Thanks for covering this.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, and I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing.